الله جنكتهم هو عن الهيطة من تغيينا ومتمسك وقتمين آنست من نوته السيدة صعبنا الشريم خاضنا بفتوى ونها ओम नमः सामने कात्यायन पतंजलि शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय तत्प्रभ्य परम सिद्धो नमो महाभ्यो नमो गुरुभ्य नमो स्वाह मंत पदस्वारो फली हरिंदे मंत पदस्य a word ending with makara, hali, as a consonant follows, anusparaha, anuspara comes. So, for the pada, padasya sthana, shashthi sthana yoga, for the padasya sthana anusparaha, anuspara is the place of pada, but then alentyasya. अलंक्य परिभाषा पदस्य अनुस्कार मीन्स पदांत अनुस्कार स पदांता इज नकार नांत पदस्य नकार बिकम्स अनुस्कार हरिम वंदे वाई हल फल इन द नकार पदांत हरिम द्वितीय कवचन सो इट बिकम्स अनुस्कार the rule which I was saying, one in the middle of the sentence where a hell is following, only when hell is following, when Achi is following, Nakara becomes Ma. Harin Abhivadaya, suppose is there. I is Achi. Then it will become Harin Abhivadaya. So that is where not an issue of that. And if it is Harim Vande, then you should not write Halanta. That is what it is, Anuspara. Suppose you write Vande Harim. When write like that, you know, Vande Harim, Abhivadaye Harim. Then you should not put that. You should put Malamakara. Nascha Padantasya Jali. महो चा अपदान्तस्य झलि सो फॉर दिस सूत्र मोन स्वर कम्स हियर दिस इज ऑल अनुस्वर संधि मोन स्वर इज 23rd एंड दिस इज 24th सो स्टिल वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ अ सिचुएशन वेयर नकार is replaced by anuspara. Not only nakara replaced by anuspara, nakara is also replaced by anuspara. Nascha. Naha means shashti hatavachana. Ne. Atman ne. What is shashti hatavachana? Atman naha. Is that a ne? Naha. So nakarasya. Then he said the cha, he nakara also means what? Something else is also there. Then only we will have cha. That is nakara. So nakara and nakara. They need not be on the end of the pada, apadanta. Even when it is not the end of the pada, that means it is not the nakara is not the end of the pada. Nakara is also not the end of the pada. But jhal is following, not hal. Jhal. So restrict to them it is. When jhal is following, anuswara will come. And if it is not jhal, that means a consonant which is not jhal, then anuswara won't come. We will see the example. So that is the vakya. That is the structure of the sutra. First you should understand the spirit of the sutra, how it is constructed and all that. You may say, nasya nasya cha atadantasya jhalyanuswara. Nasya atadantasya, not being the end of a pada. Nasya nasya cha, to nakara and also nakara, jhali as a jhal follows anuskaraha. Anuskara comes as an adesha. See, there is a shabdam kali yashas, like manas, manahu manasi, manayamsi, sakara and the opposite of the shabdam, manahu manasi, manayamsi, similarly yashaha. All these are sakara and the opposite of the shabdam, that are very famous. Yashaha, yashasi, yashamsi, tayaha, tayasi, tayamsi, like that. This shabdam is yashas, pratipadika is yashas. Dvitiya bahuvachanam, prathama bahuvachanam, doesn't matter. Prathama bahuvachanam, it is called jas. Dvitiya bahuvachanam, shas. Ultimately, it is aswam. So, yashas plus as. Whether it is jas or shas. Yashas is another, you just listen to it. Just those of you who know some Shabdhatikara may appreciate it. Just listen to it. Yashas plus as. Whether it is jas or shas. In the case of Napunsakalinga, the jas or shas is replaced by the she. So, jas, shas, shihi, Sanskrit Sutra is there. She. In she, shavarna is it, and the e remains. So, yashas plus e. When the she is following, now you take it as, Sarvanamasthana, okay. This is she has got the sarjana of Sarvanamasthana. She Sarvanamasthanam, like that. Anyway, so when the she is following, the earlier sakara will get a nuk agama. Yashamsi. And then upadha vriddhi. So there is a sutra, Santa Mahata Sanyogasya, like that. So it is a sanyoga, yashamsa, nakara sakara sanyoga, ending with sakara. In such a situation, the upadha, the earlier ach, will be elongated. So yashamsa-i, yashamsa-i. That is how it came. This yashamsa-i, you have come up to that. Now this nakara is not padanta. Along with the sea it is pada. And so apadanta. Sakara is a jhal. So apadanta nakara followed by jhal. Therefore it will get anuswara. Yashamsi. That is a jhal. Okay? So you say yashamsi. Yasham plus a si. Is equal to yashamsi. Okay. Then for makara he is giving example. Krami is the verb. Krami, pada vikshete, like that there is a verb. But is a it. Kram to mean. A is a kasarga, a kram. Then for lat, for lat, lat, etc. That a thing will come. Sati, bhavati, gachati, that a thing will come. Akram, ti. But when it is a plural, that means a rit, sya will come. Bhavishyati, gamishyati, like that a sya is there, you know. That a sya will come, in the case of a rit, rit, lat, lit, rit, sya will come. So, atram syati. This atram is apadanta. Why is it syati? It becomes a pada. It is not a padanta. Following is a jhal. Therefore, makara now will get anuswara. Atram syati. You say, atram plus syate. What is syate? It is a atmayapari. So, you become say, Atpane Padanam Tere, like that there is a sutra. And the T will come. So, ആക്രമിഷ്യത്തി തീവിതമസിക്ക്. സോ അൾട്ടിമേറ്റ്ലി ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ദി സ്ട്രക്ചർ. സോ യു മസ്റ്റ് സേ ആക്രമ പ്ലസ് ശ്യത്തേ ഇസ് ഈക്വൽ ടു ആക്രമിഷ്യത്തേ ജലിതിം. വൈ ഡു സേ ജലി? വൈ നോട്ട് ഹലു? അച്ചി ഇസ് നോട്ട് ദി ഇഷ്യൂ. ഇത് അച്ചേ ഇറ്റ് ജസ്റ്റ് ലെഡ്ജസ്. വൈ നോട്ട് ഹലി? വൈ ജലി? സോ യു ഹാവ് ടു ഗിവ് എ കൗണ്ടർ എക്സാമ്പിൾ. പ്രത്യുദാഹരണം. മന്യതേ മന്യസ്തേ ആർ മന്യസ്തേ? സോ മന്ന് യസ് ഇസ് മന്ന് ന് ഇസ് അപദാന്ത. ഇത് അപദാന്ത. ജല് ഉദ്ദേശ്യ സോറി അപദാന്ത നകാര. But what follows is not jhal, is hal, not jhal. Because from hal you have to eliminate haya, vara, la. Haya, vara, la. From them comes jhal. Your notions are eliminated. From then on it is jhal. This hakara will come at the end again. Therefore ha is increased. Only yavara are eliminated. And of course nasals are eliminated. Therefore, if you have ya, then it is not jhal. Therefore, it becomes a counter example where nakara remains nakara and no anuswara happens. Man yase. In pronunciation, it has a very important effect. When you say yashansi, you should not say. യശാംസി. വെന് യു കം ടു മന്യസെ യു ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് സേ മന്യസെ, യു ഹാവ് ടു സേ മന്യസെ. അനുസ്വര സൗണ്ട്സ് ആസ് മകാര. അനുസ്വര ജസ്റ്റ് സൗണ്ട്സ് മകാര. ബട്ട് യു ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് സേ ഇൻ ദി കേസ് ഓഫ് മന്യസെ. Whereas in the case of Yashamsi, you should not say Nakara. It was originally Nakara. The Nudagama, Nuk, Agama has come. Nuk, not Nuk, Nim, Nim, Numagama. So Nudatayam Kyatraha, like that, Nim comes. But Nim only, Nim will remain, Nim will go. Nuk, it is Nakara, thank you. So in that Nakara that you hear is from Nim, Nakara. But nakara is now converted into anuswara. That's why you hear it as yashamsi. That is the sutra. Next. Anuswarasya yayitarasa varnah spashtam. Spashtam means the meaning is clear. The sutra is self-explanatory. You may say anuswarasya. Kudu anuswara yayi. As yay follows parasavarna. Parasavarna will come in the place of anuswara. Shasthi sthane yoga. Anuswarasya means anuswarasya sthane. You see that purvatarayoha etaha adyasaha that adhikara was over. It was there for a while, but now it is not there anymore. Therefore, in the place of anuswara, as yay follows, yay remains yay, nothing will happen to it. It is just the condition that brings an adesha in the place of anuswara. Parasavarna will come. Para is yay, it's a savarna will come. So now you have to find one of the yay which has to come in the place of anuswara, keeping the sthana, prayatna, etc. Anuswara is a nasal, you know. Akara. Therefore the yayi must be nasal too. What kind of a yayi is it that? That is yayi hayavarat lana nanayalanam jabhai jabagadadash ghadadash katai aptata. So we will see. Spashta. Shantaha. It is a sham. You see, shama is the dhatu. You have heard the word shama. Shama dhamma. Sham it is. Sham becomes shamaha. Dham becomes dhamaha. So this shama is a quality. And the person who has that quality, Shama, he is called Shantaha. Therefore, that it is elongated. It is called Adivriddhi. The first level gets elongated. Adivriddhi. But you will learn it later. So the first level gets elongated, so Shanta. And Ta, it is Ka. So Ka is it, it has a purpose. You will see that later. So Shanta. Then elongation of the first level. Shanta. Now, this Makara is there. It is not Padanta. Therefore, Nascha Padantasya Jhali. That Ta is Jhal. Therefore, it becomes a Sham Anuswara. Pronunciation no difference. You make it Anuswara. Why to make Anuswara? To apply Anuswara, say it as a Dharma. In pronunciation, there is no difference. Sham Taha. Make it Anuswara. Applying the Sutra Nascha Padantasya Jhali. Shan taha, ta, ta, tahar ta. Then, anuswarasya yogi, now you have to bring out a parasavarna, a savarna of takara. There are five yartha, dadha, na, all are takara savarnas. One of them has to come in the place of anuswara, na shall should come. Therefore, na will come. Shan taha. That is the first. Okay? You see, this Tripadi significance, sometimes it will be there, not always. Here there is no significance. You will, as it comes into picture, you will know it. Now it is not possible to guess like that. Some significance will always be there. Kharicha, etc., these sutras, they are either this side of the drawing, the boundary, or that side. And sometimes it will have significance. So, for me, Vyakaranam is only just this much here. So, Teta Guru Nam Guru, unless Teta Tara has to help us. Ultimately, it goes like that. The purpose of Vyakaranam is to fix the lakshya. The word should be derived. Clean word should be derived. That is the purpose. Like that it goes. So, Shantaha. Yeah. Yatadantasyam. So this is still continuing Anuswara only. So here what he is going to say, Anuswarasya Yogi Parasavarnaha Sutra Milen, that is 57 and this is 58. So that Parasavarna in the place of Anuswara as Yogi follows, that alone he is continuing. But suppose this Anuswara is at the end of the word and Yogi is following. Padanta. Then if it is Padanta, this Parasavarna comes optionally. If it is Padamadhya, no option. That's why Shantaha, no question, na will come. But if it is at the end of the word, the Anuswara, Yayi is coming. Yayi is the beginning of the next word. So Anuswarasya Yayi, Parasavarna has to come. It is optional. And that's much is added. So Anuswarasya Parasavarnaha will come into this sutra and that Padantasya becomes an adjective to Anuswarasya. Padantasya Anuswarasya. So the Anuswara which is coming at the end of the pada, if Yayi follows, optionally becomes, the optionally is replaced by the Parasavarna. That is the example. Yeah. You know, sir. Padantasya Anuswarasya Yayi Pare Parasavarna Vasyad Padantasya Anuswarasya. In the place of Anuswara, which is occurring at the end of a pada, Yayi Pare, as Yayi immediately follows, Parasavarnaha. But Parasavarna, that means Yayi Savarna it is. Savarna means Yayi Savarna. Lasyat comes optionally. Now the example is like this. Tvam karoshi. Tvam is makara. Tvam yuvarniyam. Tvam karoshi. Now monusvaraha. First thing you make it anuswara. You don't have anuswara to begin with. Tvam. But makara is padanta. And karoshi, kakara is hal. Monusvaraha. Mantasya padasya anuswarasya adhali. Like that you should remember. Otherwise, monuswaraha, hali is not there in the sutra. Padanta point is also not there in the sutra. All that comes in the vritti. That's why monuswaraha won't work. It works with along with vritti. Mantasya padasya anuswarasya adhali. Like that all sandhis etc. are done. And so, one is manta kada, and hali kakara is hal. Therefore, you get anuswara. Tvam karoshi, anuswara. Now, that kakara is yayi. So, anuswarasya yayi, you should get parasavarna. Kakara savarna you should get. Nasal. Kakagadhanna you should get. But because it is tadanta, it is optional. Generally, we don't do. But if it is a padamadhya, that means if it is not padanta, it is not optional. It is a must. That's why, you see, the traditional people, they don't put anuswara. In one place I put anuswara. And when Vyakaranacharya saw it, Ramanda Swamiji, anuswarasya hi parasalamnaha, like that he has objected to. For example, Shashankaha, you should write like this one.
There's no type here.
There's no type. You see, I wrote like this. And then he saw it,
you should not supposed to write like that.
If you see the books, that why is asking what my books in books, whatever the Shmama text or the Shmama Ali, etc. If you see, you will not have this kind of mistake at all. It will be Omkara Simha Sarvendraya Maha. Omkara, you see the book, it will be a printed mistake you point out. But you will not find it, it will be like this one. It will not be the path. Because within this word, the anuswarasya must be replaced by parasavarna. There is no choice. But if it is at the end of the word, there is choice.
So
Shankara, I never write Riva Varjandi. This is Shankara.
Then what
do
you have to say, Ganga?
Ganga also like that. In the Koyambuttur also. In Koyambuttur also, when they write name, etc., so they write this one because you know Vyakaran. Anuswara says, you know, you have to come and hold on to your nose, so it won't be alone. So this is all. But when you say Pana Parashi, this is very technical. Pana Parashi, here you have action. So it could be written like that, anuswara is anuswara. Or you can have parasalamna and write like this. You may not combine like that. You may combine also. It's a problem. That's why in literature you don't find this. You find this only. Though it, when you said it is optional, in usage, in your word, in print, etc., you don't find this, you find this one. So padanta is an option, padamadhyā no option. Similarly, indriya you have to write. Indriya. Indriya. In becomes anuswara. And that anuswara becomes na, tathagadhana, dakara savarna is na. So you write nakara, dakara and rata, anekara. Never that. That is not accepted. Between the words. యం కరోషి యం కరోషి దేని గురించి ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ ఇఫ్ యూ నోటీస్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ డూ కరసలర్ణ ఇట్ ఈస్ త్వం కరోషి ఇఫ్ యూ డూ కరసలర్ణ ఇట్ ఈస్ త్వం కరోషి నాట్ త్వం కరోషి ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ మకార ప్రొనౌన్సియేషన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అఖగ్ఞ డిఫరెంట్ ఇస్ త్వం కరోషి లైక్ దట్ Some more things are there here. It is all coming. Okay. The Anuswara Sutra Sara Samura. You may say, Mo Raji Samah Kvai. You see, some sutras are very general. They cover a large area. We have hundreds of examples. But there are some sutras which refer to only one word. Like Patni. This is Samrat. One sutra. Just taking care of only one word. So, you see, there is a pratyaya called kvip. You have heard about it. Kartari kvip. Vidhati is there. Vidhati is an action. And you have an action means there is an actor. In Vedanta, actor may not be there, but in Vyakarana, it will be there. One who acts, so karta will be there. So, action will have an actor. And that actor is the karta. So now from the dhatu you want to derive a word which will mean the agent of that action. So you make the, you add the pratyaya kvip. Kartari kvip. So if you add kvip, then the verb, it will now mean not action. Verb is means action, but by adding kvip, the resulting word will mean the actor, the agent of that action, the doer of that action. Like shade, shade. Now shade is original, shade. Dhatvade shasaha. So that anyway, shade is there, Upanishad. Now this shade, it is a noun now. Shade means shadali visharana jati avasadhan ishu. And it describes ignorance and all that. But the dhatu is destroying ignorance. But now it is known. The one which destroys ignorance, katta. That came by adding kvip, katta kvip. This kvip is called sarvabhava pratyaya, a suffix which is added that totally disappears. Takara disappears, vakara disappears, ikara disappears, takara disappears. Halam, then takara will disappear. లశత్వతద్ధితే సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ డిజపియర్ ఈ విషయ ఉచ్చారణ అర్థ సో దట్ డిజపియర్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ డో సర్వ అభావ ప్రత్యయ నౌ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ ధాతు రాజురు దీప్తని యు మస్ట్ హావ్ స్టడీడ్ దిస్ ధాతు స్టాండర్డ్ ధాతు ఇట్ ఈస్ తరస్మేపది భూధాతు ఆత్మనేపది ఏధ ధాతు అనుసర ఉభయపది రాజురి ధాతు స్టడీ శబ్దమంజరి యూ ఫైన్ ఇట్ రాజురు ఏదట ఇచ్చయజ్ఞ విత్ విదిత్ ఉకారా ఇస్ ది ఇట్ వెరీ స్పెషల్ ఇట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ అండ్ సమ్ దట్ ఆల్ దట్ విల్ కమ్ సో రాజ్య ఇస్ సమ్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఉపసర్గ ఇస్ నో ఆబ్జెక్ట్ రాజ్ This Rajya, ultimately, as a noun, that is the dhatu, add kvip. Rajya means shining. Now, the one which shines, by adding kvip, the one which shines. So Rajya means the one which shines. That is the stem, pratipadika. But after shiptams, prathama ayatavacharam will be rat, not Rajya. శబ్ద ఇస్ రాజ్య జకారాంత పుంలింగ రాజ్య శబ్ద రాట్ రాజై రాజ దట్ ఈస్ ది శబ్దమంజరి దిస్ ఇస్ డిఫరెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ రాజా రాజానై రాజాన దట్ డిఫరెన్స్ దట్ ఈస్ దేట్ శబ్ద అద్దయం ది శబ్దమంజరి ఎనీవే సో దిస్ రాట్ సన్ రాట్ రాట్ మీన్స్ కింగ్ సన్ రాట్ సన్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఉపశబ్ద విచ్ ఎన్హాన్సెస్ ది మీనింగ్ సో నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద అంతర్ great thing, antara, sun rock. This sun is a makara. And nascatarantasya jhali you apply. You have a, so that situation, that situation is being addressed here. Okay, this is the sutra. No rajasamasklau kledante rajataukare samamasya na evasyat. You see, no means maha. No nishwaraha. From that sutra, maha will come here. So now you have two mahas. Maha, maha. So, samaha is the shashti ekavacharam of sam. Sam is the shashti ekavacharam samaha. Samaha, maha. The nakara, which is a part of sam. Okay? Samaha, maha. This maha is again shashti. So now it means, in the place of the nakara, which is an avayava, avayava means part. Shashti has the meaning of avayava. It is called avayava shashti. So samaha ma means the nakara which is an avayava of sam. Okay? So now samaha maha means, maha means shashti, shashti sthanavayava. So in the place of nakara, which is an avayava of sam, as raj follows raji, as raj follows, it's what kind of raj? It is not verb, it is kridanta raj, klau raji. Krit is indicated by kri. And for kri, the saptamiya ekavachanam is klau. And raji is saptamiya ekavachanam. Therefore, klau is adjective to raji. And as an adjective, yena vishastha dantasya, so kva having as the end, kridanta. It is there, kri is indicating a kvit. Therefore, klau being an adjective, it is called anta, anta vidhi, kridanta. You may say, lai anta vidhi, lai nata adi, vishpun vishastha dada valgrahana. Here there is no al, it is abhava, sarva abhava. Therefore, it is anta vidhi only. Yana vidhista dantasya alone will apply. So, kridanta raj must be following. The raj, which is the kridanta, means the noun raj, must be following. When it is following, then what happens? Another makara is there. One makara is in the sutra. Another makara is there. So, in the place of makara, ma alone will come. Why should you say that? In the place of nakara, nakara alone will come. Because if you don't say that, anuswara will come. Nishyagadantasya jhali, anuswara will come. So to prevent, to block it, he says, ma will come in the place of ma. So that nothing else will come. That is the structure. You say, ma rajasa nasklau. Yeah, you see, klau, Yana vidhisthadantasya not necessary. I made it kridanta by invoking Yana vidhisthadantasya. But more than that, kriti is a prachya. Prachya grahana tadanta grahanam. Like that, there is a paribhasa. When you take prachya, you take the word which is ending with that prachya. For example, kṛta-dhṛta-samāsāścya in that sutra, kṛta means kṛdanta, tadhita means tadhitānta, samāsa doesn't mean anything else, samāsa is samāsa, all these are called prātipatikas. So there, it is not viśeṣaṇa or any such thing, it is pratyaya-grahana, tadanta-grahana. So pratyaya, when you take pratyaya, you take its anta. Pratyayagrahana, pratyayalakshana, tattarbhasa is different. This is different. Pratyayagrahana, tadantagrahana. Therefore, klau is pratyayagrahana, kya is indicated. Therefore, you take anta. So, klau raji means kridante raja dhatau pare. Rajiri dhatau pare. But then, for indicating dhatus, Kamini has a scheme. Because to indicate Rama Shabda, you need a scheme. Because Shabda is the personal equivalent you said, that is enough. Ramaha means Rama Shabda. But in the case of Dhatu, you cannot do that. Because Dhatu is not a noun it is. So, to indicate Dhatu, to point out a Dhatu, you need to have a noun form of the Dhatu. When someone says Dhatu follows, he has to say that. How will he say that? You have to put that Dhatu in a noun form. That kind of a noun form of the Dhatu will be valid only in Vyakarana. Outside of Vyakarana, it has no relevance. Because outside, Dhatu is there. Outside Bhavati Bhavataha Bhavanti will be there. But in the case of Vyakarana, if he wants to say Bhudhati, when it follows like that, he has to say, how will he say? So he has to say Bhudhati, who he has to say. The word Bhati he doesn't want to use. So he has a scheme. It is Nirdesha. It is called Bhati Nirdesha. The method of pointing out the Bhati. So he has two methods. So the dhatu is converted into a noun form by adding a pratyaya. So the pratyaya is called stipa, shata, stipa. Stipa, tritiya ekavachanam will be stipa. Stipa nirdeshaha, it is called. So the dhatu is pointed out with the help of a stipa. So bhu stipa. Tu will get, she will get, tu. Bhuti. Now it becomes Pratipatika, noun it becomes. Then, because it is the stipa kartari shatra, etc. So, bhavatihi. Rajru stipa. Rajru dhatu, he has to point out here. Rajru stipa. We will go, he will remain, and then when I will come. So, rajatihi. And Satyamaya question will be rajatau. So Rajatihi means Vidhatu Rajru. That is? Okay. It will be coming again and again. So one time if I explain, you will be able to appreciate it. Okay. Now you say, Tridante Rajatautare Samomasya Na Evasyat. In fact, I said Nasyagadanta Sujali. It is not Nasyagadanta Sujali because Sam is Tada. Pasarga is Patasarga it has. So Monuswaraha. Because Sam Raj. Ra is Hal, Monuswaraha. Anuswara is going to come. And so he blocks that Anuswara by saying Samo Raj Samastyau. Okay. Kribante Rajatai Tare. As the Rajru Dhatu, having the Pratyaya Krit, follows Samaha Nasya. In the place of Makara, it is a part of Sam, Ma Eva Syata. Ma alone will come. Which means Ma remains as Ma, which means Manuswaraha won't apply. Samrata. Yeah. Otherwise it is all mess. If the sutra is not there, it will become Manuswara. Then Manuswaraske, Yoyi, Parasavarnaha, all these problems will be there. He doesn't want any of that. Therefore Ma remains as Ma. Samrat. Only one word is required for that. The dhatu is fixed, the upasarga is fixed. Everything is fixed. Samrat. In fact, very interestingly, if it is not Kridanta, suppose Rajvidhitau Lata, Rajate, Rajate, Rajante, it is not Kridanta. Sam Rajate, there Anuswara will come. samrajate samrajate samrajante. Pronunciation will not differ. Pronunciation will remain same. Anushara will come there. But here it won't come. Next sutra. He matarela. Again, maha maha, masya maha. This kind of sutra is not. Makara remains as makara only. That means the makara is likely to become anuswara. Either manuswara will make it anuswara, or nascyatadantasya jhali will make it anuswara. One way or the other, the makara is about to become anuswara, so he is blocking it. So, the anuswara, the makara, will remain, it will get makara only. Nasya maevasya. Makara will get makara only when hakara follows. So, at the end of hakara, matare. A hakara which has got makara as follower. Maha paraha itse saha. Bahurihi. The hakara which has makara as follower. It means there must be hakara, so also immediately following must be makara. In that time, that means hma, hma, hakara makara, hma, brahma, that is hakara makara, hma. Then that follow, that is the he matare, that is the hakara matara, hma. When this hma is following, before that makara is there, it could, because it is following hal, it could be padanta and hal, or nashyapadanta, so jhali, it is jhal also. So one way or the other it will become anuswara. No. It is makarasya makaraha avasyaga. Again optional. Yeah. So anuswara could come or makara could remain as makara. Both options will be there. That is the structure of the sutra. So from manuswaraha one makara will come. Morajisamahklau another makara will come. Maha maha. So, masya ma eva syada, that kind of a meaning will come out of it. Okay? So, you say, matare hatare, masya mola, matare hatare, the hatara having, the hatara, which has matara, following it, follows. It sounds confusing? Makara, the hakara, which is immediately followed by ma, that is following. That means ma is following, and ma follows. Matara hakara follows, not just a simple hakara. Matara hakara follows. Means a hakara which has a makara as the follower, follows. Follows what? Ma. So, masya mola, in the place of ma, ma alone comes optionally. Okay. The example is, there is a dhatu, mala, mala chalane, the dhatu. Mala chalane. Shall I write it?
Dhatu, mala chalane. So, let us make it lat prathama prasayakosam.
Bhavati lat.
So, thing will come. But this dhatu is a very special kind of dhatu, ya also will come. In a particular gana, ya will come. This is called vikamana pratyaya. You will know all that. So, mala yati, like bhavati, mala yati, katha yati. Katha is the dhatu, katha yati. Malayati, that is malayati. That is there. Kim malayati? Kim chala? Malayati means moving. Kim is malayati? What is he that he is moving at? That is the question. Kim is malayati? So this is a Sakara Makara is there, followed by Tha, that kind of Tha, which is still not followed by Ma, this is the same Makara. And that is following the Makara, it is Padanta, followed by Hakara. Normally, Manuswaraha, Anuswara should come. 100% should come. That is, he makes it optional. Makara is replaced by Ma only. So, Ma remains like this, or it could have Anuswara.
No.
It could remain like that, or it could have Anuswara.
Generally, they will put Anuswara. Just the sutra is there, they will put Anuswara. Both will go. Kim Smalayati, Kim Smalayati. There is no pronunciation change also, both are one and the same. In writing, you write over Makara Halanta or you write Anuswara. Then there is a Vaptika. Yavalatare Yavalala. You see, this is a very interesting Vaptika. He is there. Hakara following, that is the situation. The Vaptika also will correspond to that situation only. The Hakara is followed. In the Sutra, the Hakara itself is followed by Nakara. But Vaptikara says, in case the Hakara is followed, not by Ma, Ya, Va, or La, Yalala Tare. So, Ya, Va, Hala. It is not of Ma. It is Ya, or La, or Hala. They are all there. Those dhatus are there. You will be example. So, this is Yalala Tare, Hakare Tare. So Yavalatara Hakara is followed. Then this Nakara, what will happen to it? Again, so that is the situation. So in that situation, Nasyama Evasyat optionally. Nasyama Evasyat optionally. This is a very interesting situation. Okay. I will try it.
You see, there is a word, yaha. Yaha means yesterday. Okay? The word is yaha. Then there is a word, valayati. In fact, this also means the same. Mava chalane, vala chalane. In fact, in the Dhatupatha, Kanani Bhotita, Kanani Sadita, vala, mava chalane. So this is the Bhagavad. Then there is another word, word ahlādayati. Ahlāda is there, you know. In this case, adivriddhi also will come. Ahlāda becomes ahlāda. Ahlādayati. Now this is a yataraha. This is a vataraha. This is a lataraha. So yadalapareha. Okay? Now you have Makara. Kim Yaha. Yesterday what? Kim Svalayati. What is it that is moving? Kim Svalayati. What is it that makes you happy? So that kind of a situation. Now this is the situation. Now this is Padanta. Hal is fallen everywhere. Therefore Anuswara should come. But Masya Maevasya. Optionally. So Anuswara should come in one case, Anuswara won't come, Matsya Maevasya, Ma remains as Ma. So if Ma remains as Ma, these are the forms. Kim Yaha, Kim Svalayati, Kim Svalayati, optionally it is. Therefore if this is optional, then Anuswara will come. In one case Anuswara will come. Paksha, they say. Whenever there is an option, wow, there will be two pakshas, two cases. One case the karya will come, in another case it won't come. So masya na evasya. So this is that case. Suppose that case doesn't apply. Then Anuswara will come. then what will happen? Kimish Yaha will be there. Kimish Yaha will be there. And I know that is Swara. Using the Sutra, born Swara. When Kimish Yaha is there, then Anuswarasya Yayi Parasavarnaha. Kimish Yaha.
Yavala Parva Yavalaha. Yavala Parva Yavalaha. That is the Sutra. So, Nasya Nayavasya, that is the Sutra. But when
Yavala Pare, Yavala Parahakara is Pare,
Yavala will come, Yavalaha will come.
In the case of Makara, all in its place of the Anuswara which replaces Makara, Yavala will come. So here Ya is following, therefore in the case of Makara, action, in one case Mara known Sasma, in another case Ya will come. In the case of Makara, Ya will come. And that Ya, there are two Ya. Anunasika, Ananunasika Bhedena, Yavala Vidha. So Anunasika Ya, Ananunasika Ya. And among those two, which one will come in the case of Makara? Ananasikaya will come. So, it will come as Kimi Yaha. Here it is a Kimi Svarayati. And here it is a Kimi Svarayati. That is how it comes.
So now we grab this thing. Because Masya Na'eva Vasya, Yavala Pare Yavala Vasya. Either Yavala will come, or it remains intact. This you ignore. In fact, the Uttara, he made it more clear. When Yavala Tare Yavala Va, Yavala Hattam Vikalpa. So when Yavala's won't come, then Matara becomes Sanswara. Becomes Sanswara. You ignore this thing, not this thing. Because, yeah, Uttikara has given it. So you may say it. Yavala Tare Yavala Va. When Hatara, followed by Yavala, is following a Makara, then Yavalaha Va. In the place of Makara, in the place of Dat Makara, Yavalaha. Yatara Vakara Lakaras will come optionally. That is the Vakya. And if it doesn't come, then Monuswaraha will come. Because He Matareva doesn't apply anymore. Because it is not He Matarena, it is not Matarahana, you know. So, just Monuswaraha will come. And so you will have Anuswaraha. That is the examples. Kim Yaha, Kim Yaha, Kim Svalayati, Kim Svalayati, Kimi Svadayati, Kim Svadayati. This moment you will see this, only Anuswaras will come. In literature, only Anuswaras will be there. This is you, they will not come. It is there in the Vartika, the language undergoes change. So Vartikakara has said it in his time, that kind of usages were there, therefore he said it. But later those disappear. Today, Vedic also doesn't come. today, Vedic Yagalakara Yagalada, that not necessarily Anushvarasya Yayitara Savarnaha, it will come, not this. So I don't see this in Vedic usage also. So this is only technical thing, academic interest, nothing more than that. Matare Naha. Again, Hakara only. We started with Hakara. This Ha is qualified in various ways. In one case, Ha followed by Na. Hey, Matare. In another case, Ha followed by Yavala. In Now, it is Ha followed by Na. What kind of verbs are there? See, Apanhala, you know. Apanhalaha. Ityasiddhaha. Apanhala vachanaha. Like that, you must have heard this vakya. So, in Pramasutra Abhyasa Vashya, Mithyeti Bhavitun Yuktam, like that there is a Vashya. There Mithyasiddhaha, Apanhala vachanaha, Atatra Prabhakara. Mithya means two things. One, technically that appears, but it is not there. Without being there, really it appears. That is mithya. Or simply negation. Apanbhavavachana. Not there. Appearing, not appearing, nothing. Just negation. Not there. So, that meaning is also there. Anyway, atanhava, in that, ata is upasarga. Atanhava, hakara, nakara is there. That is a word, from a verb only it comes. So, here, natare, what kind of words are there? Suppose there is a nakara. Kim, followed by ha. And that ha is followed by na. In that situation, what will happen? So, that ma will be replaced by na optionally. Suppose it is not replaced by na, then what will happen? Anuswara will come. Anuswara will come, manuswara. Matare naha. So from he matare va sutra is there, from that he will come, and also va will come. From manuswara, so sutra maha will come. So all those things are brought here and the vakya becomes complete now. So maha means in the place of ma. Of ma. Maha va. Nakara will come optionally. When hakara followed by nakara is followed like that. You say, matare hakare pare. Masya meva. Natare hakare. Hakara followed by nakara. Tare. As it follows. Masya. In the place of nakara, neva. Nakara comes optionally. I will write it, you will easily understand. So, there is a verb. Kim Smute. Smute means verb, Adhate. Means covering up. Cover up. So Kim Smute. What is it that covers up? So what does cover up? That is the question. Here is a Natara Hatara. Here Natara. Ma is there. In the place of ma, in such a situation, anuswara will come. Manuswara will come. Because if the optional anuswara is retained, this is one form. Where this sutra doesn't apply. When this sutra applies, in the place of ma, ma will come. This will come. Once again, in your treasure, you won't find it. You will find this one. It is just there in the sutra, so you won't find it. the pronunciation is obviously different. So, when na came, it is kim samithi. When na doesn't come, make it anuskara kim samithi. Very nice. That finishes the anuskara situation. Then we are now coming to an interesting agama. Now from now onwards, agama. Adesha agama. Adesha means it replaces and comes as a substitute. Adesha kshatriyata. Kshatri means one who replaces and substitutes. Agama netravata. Agama comes in joins, doesn't replace. The term of agama is coming, the sutra. Dasiddhiti. Daha is panchamavata vachana. Therefore, dakarat tarasya. So, that, okay. Abhyantaitakita is the next sutra. Yeah. It is immediately following. And here, sakara, I need one sakara. And this sakara is brought in from Samadhar Sutra. So, it comes from some place. Sasya. Some sutra is there. From that, Saha will come. But Saha means Shasthi Vatavakiran Asya. Means Sakarasya. But you need it, you know. So, C is there, you know. C is there. Yeah, it is there. Sakha. You see, Dasya Bhutavakiran. Here, a very interesting situation. Daha is Panchamavata Vachana. So, tasmad chittarasya. So, immediately following Dakara, that meaning comes. Si is a Saptamavata Vachana. Tasmad so, tasmimitam iddhishte porvasya. So, immediately following, proceeding it. So, why two things? We don't know. Immediately following and immediately proceeding. We don't need both. One of them is Dakara, Sakara, both are there. So either you say Dakara immediately followed by Sakara. That is enough. Having said that, you need not say Sakara immediately preceded by Dakara, you need not say. So one of them is enough. Or simply say Dakara and Sakara, Sa followed, preceded immediately by Da. That is enough. Why both? Both are said. That's it. So, there is a parivasa here. So, the parivasa is Ubhaya Niddeshe Panchami Niddeshe Galiya. And Panchami is the Sattvai Kasyadi Chittarasya Kasmita Niddeshe Purvasya. Only two things are there. Niddesha is only two. Shashti is different. Shashti is Thane Yoga. Whenever there is Shashti, it is Thane, add a Thane to that. Yoga is added. So, ito amiti ikasthane. So, panchami nirdesha and saptami nirdesha, whenever both are there, ignore the saptami nirdesha. Panchami is enough. Then, dakarat tarasakara. Dhut will come. Dhut will come, how it will come, where it will come, to which it will come. So, suppose if he said shashti, then sthane will add and it becomes a substitute. Adesha it becomes. And he doesn't want it to be Adesha. Therefore he said the sthi. So, now the spirit of the whole thing you take, sthi need not be sthi, because panchami will serve the purpose. So take panchami, ubhaya nirdeshe, panchami nirdeshe daliyam, take panchami. And this is C, ultimately the agama has to come to sakara. Therefore, convert it into shashti without adding the sthani. And so, sakara will be there. And the dhut now will not replace the sakara, because it is not shashti. But it will come to sakara only. It will add to sakara. It won't add to dakara. It will add to sakara. That is the sutra. Then if it adds to sakara, You need to add the before sakara or after sakara. That is she will be there. That we will solve the paribhasa. Abhyantau sakitau. That is the paribhasa which will address it. That is the situation. We will see tomorrow. Om Purnamidah Purnamidam Purnamat Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamayavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tatsat Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.